Grund from Kingston about Florida in the upcoming election. The roundtable panel briefly discussed that Mike Bloomberg announced he would spend $100 million to support Biden in Florida. Is some of his money to be spent paying fines of some 70,000 ex-felons? Although granted the right to vote, they are now required to pay what amounts to a renamed poll tax in order to vote.
Hello, this is Barbara Kidney, Green Party candidate for Assembly District 101, calling in from Shongum. I would like to commend you on your recent Midday Magazine interview with Green Party presidential candidate and lifetime activist Howie Hawkins. The interview was very well done. I'd like to point out that the Green Party offers voters a real choice to get the money out of politics and to vote for peace, environmentalism, and social justice. Thank you.
Yes, hi, it's Dennis. I'm calling from Agawam, Mass. I enjoyed your roundtable. Thank God for Rose Marie. I mean, she tells it like it is, and she's the best one. Alan does a good job, too, but some of these others, I know they try to be fair, but Chris Churchill saying that Michael Caputo, he's interviewed him, and yeah, this guy's a henchman. I've seen him on networks and MSNBC and CNN. I mean, this guy is nothing but a loyalist. This crap about his health is bipolar they brought up, it's ridiculous. I mean, he got caught in with his hand in a cookie jar, and now he's coming up with something. Come on, get your head out of the sand, the Chris Churchills of the world. I mean, we're dealing with a mob boss here in Trump.
This is Jeff Morris from Cohoes, New York. I wish that Brian Griffin would stick to his day job as a cartoon dog, because his political commentary